The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We're going to talk about all these games with Brian McFadden coming up in less than 7 minutes. Stay there. Let me hear Drew Rosenhaus talk about Tyreek Hill. This is the agent of Tyreek who basically says he's not going anywhere.
Tyreek is very passionate. Anyone I've ever represented that was great was passionate. They cared. What you see with Tyreek is very genuine. He wants to win. It's not good enough for him not to make the playoffs. He is very passionate. I think at the end of the day, he's committed to this Dolphin football team. He had an excellent meeting with Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. I believe that Tyreek is a great asset to the Dolphins, and I think he's the least guy that people should be worried about for this organization. They have many more worries. Tyreek Hill's not one of them.
Okay. All right.
All right. Look, Tyreek said what he said, and then the coach, I have a good relationship with him. Of course, he can't walk off the field and take himself out of the game. Coach Mike McDaniel. Yeah, I mean, like Tyreek, we said it yesterday. It's not that complicated. He's just he's no one debates the talent and the cheetah is what he is, but he's just another pain in the ass prima donna wide receiver who always got to make a dollar and a penny more than the next wide receiver in the league because he thinks he is the best. But he got in his bag about Waddle, so then he asked for a raise. I just you got a lot of balls to ask for a raise and then demand a trade in the same season. Only why? Because your quarterback was out for 5 games because of the concussion protocol? Come on.
I'm with you. Deion Sanders, is he going to end up in the NFL? This is the only way he would.
I'm seeing from the beginning of coaching my babies to the last walk in the end. You know how painful that is, man? To see that this is it. This may be it. And let me say this before y'all jump to it because I know y'all going to jump to it. The only way I would consider continuing is that I'm coaching my sons, plural, not singularly, plural. Or I wouldn't even think about it because I love Colorado. I love everything I do.
Okay. Mike.
I mean, you're one of your sons would be drafted. One of your sons would be an undrafted free agent.
That's right. That's right. And
if, talking about Shiloh.
Well, if you're in, and here's the deal. We saw LeBron do this. Now you're talking about putting, well, listen, Shador is going to be on somebody's roster, but putting your other son on the roster just because that's what you demand? I mean, I don't know. I get where he's coming from, and he has every right to say that, like, here's what I want, and if it doesn't happen, I'm not coming. But that's a lot, man. Like, even if I was considering. Now, Deion has not been interviewed by any of these jobs as far as these open coaching jobs in the NFL.
Right.
I don't think he's going to NFL. I've been saying this. I think he's, you know, going to stay at Colorado. He's got a great relationship with the AD there. He took a chance on him. They're turning it around. But, Mike, that's a hell of a demand to say you got to have both of my sons if you're going to make me the head coach.
Yeah. I mean, you said it. I mean, I joked around with Carl the other day. Shiloh isn't Bronny, but, you know, if we're honest. I mean, the stats don't exactly leap off the page, Carl. His career numbers as far as interceptions, let's see, he's got one. Not exactly a ball hawk, Carl, if we're honest here. So, playing the safety position. But, yeah, if you are the Patriots and there was that story, and I think, you know, I don't know if it started in a column up in Boston or it was Sports Talk Radio, but the idea, it got a little bit of leverage. Chris was talking about it, I think, on his one night time on his shows, that the idea is you bring in Deion Sanders and you bring in Shador or, you know, or again, I mean, how do you say no to the Heisman Trophy winner, right? I mean, you got so many, but anyway, if you bring in Shador and you bring in Deion, you said it yesterday. Is that just too much for some certain amount of franchise can handle all that ego?
It's a lot, man. I mean, like, I just feel like from a player standpoint, How comfortable do I feel going, and especially if I have a problem? I'm not saying they would, but you never know on these teams how stuff pops up. And I gotta go to the coach and talk to him about his son. I mean, again, high school's one thing. We've seen it in college. We just saw it. You can handle that. I think when you're in the NFL, it's a different animal. And now you got to answer to the owner too, Mike. I mean, like, you know, when the owner's like, hey, and then what, are you going to get mad because he's criticizing your son? He's criticizing his performance. So I just think it's an interesting dynamic. One other thing I want to get to, John Lynch talking about Brock Purdy. We talked about the contract. Here is their general manager, John Lynch.
What we know about Brock is that he's our guy. We've got, you know, we have interest in Brock being around here for a long, long time. He's done so much for our organization. He's won big games and had a little tougher task, as we all did this year, with some of the things that happened throughout the course of the year. We just never could string games where we were all together. And through that, he continued to lead. He continued to play at a high level. So we have every interest in him being around.
So you said what, 45 or 50?
Yeah, I mean, you look at what some other guys have gotten, and the market got reset again. Certainly with Dak, he's not going to get Dak money, but I mean, okay, $46 million? That's what Kyler Murray's making. I just wonder how aggressive his representation is going to be on this one, because the other question, I think a lot of folks have said, what is Brock Purdy if he doesn't have Kyle Shanahan in that offense? Because you know, everyone wants to say every quarterback plays in a system, but some systems are better made for certain quarterbacks.